What time is it?
8:26.
Excellent. I guess I had a phone right here.
Isn't you? I have a watch, two watches, and a sundial on your other hand. What time is it?
It depends on what where you're sitting. From.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, compared to the lamp. 8:26, 8:27, 8:28, 8:29. You got a sense of 8:26.
It's 14 BC.
All right, one more time. Throw that thing, Biggie.
Skies.
Hey, welcome to Montauk Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
So what's going on, Adrian?
I am in the midst of my Walking Dead phenomenon.
Shooting it right out there, right out the gate.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Because that's the shit I want to talk about.
That's been ruling me lately.
All right. Spoilers just over this whole next 20 minutes. Fucking, they killed Shane last night. They killed him.
Now, I thought
and then they killed him again.
That was awesome. Because the second time that they killed him, it was like the book. Because Carl shot him.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying to my wife. Was like, they did that one. We were arguing about how Shane would go out. And briefly, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, they're setting this up like Carl's going to do it. Because you just see him looking out the window, the whole thing with the gun. And I'm thinking, like, Kirkman's fucking with the comic book fans. Because Robert Kirkman's, like, wrote the comic books. He's in the show. And I'm like, they're fucking with the fans. Because in the comic book, Carl basically, like, he sees Shane going out of control with Rick. And Rick's about to get popped in the head. Like, get a cap in his ass. And Carl basically shoots him in the head and kills him. Now, they don't kill zombie Shane for a while after that, because they didn't, at that point in the comic, they didn't know that the dead, once you're dead, you rise as a zombie. It doesn't matter if you get bit or not. But in the movie last night, they're sitting there arguing back and forth because all the shit's been set up, and Rick's like, I think doesn't like it. It looks like Shane's gonna shoot him for a while there. It just looks like he's gonna shoot Rick, and then finally Rick's like talking him down. He's going to get his gun. And this is something else I argued with my wife about. I was sitting there watching that, and I'm like, so he talks him down, and then he leans in and he stabs Shane to death. And my wife was like, well, that's stupid. He could have shot him earlier. I was like, no, because he knows that Shane's a better shot than him. And even though it's stupid TV logic, because in real life that it wouldn't go that way. But on TV logic, dude, Shane would have, like, just whipped the gun up and, like, shot him before he got a chance. You know what I mean? Because Shane's such a good shot.
Yeah.
So I think Rick had to, like, trick him to get him.
And you know what?
And you can't keep a wild cannon like that around, dude. He's a loose cannon.
And it's cool because at this point of the show, you gotta be quiet. I'll put you down. You really start to see the transformation of Rick.
Yeah,
he's not, you know, the good policeman who's trying to make a better world. He's turning into Rick, the guy who from the comic books, who's becoming really cold hearted.
See, I would maintain the comic books though. That it's the same deal though. Like when he starts out in the comic books, he is like the good policeman, gonna do the world better, and he has a slow descent into this grizzled, like, fucking, I don't know, man, like Omega Man or something.
It's in the comic book. I'm noticing. Let me just say that I've only read the comic book or the up to volume 7.
Yeah, so you're fucking well versed, dude. Let me put this in other terms for you. If you've read through volume 7, is that right?
I have about a third of that much of volume 7 left.
About a third, you said? So about 24. Okay, every one is 6 issues. That's like 2. So you've essentially read about 40 issues of The Walking Dead, dude. Like that's
like in 2 weeks.
You're an expert already. You've got, and if you're halfway through 7, you're exactly halfway through all the trades that are out. So
the I started,
and it probably beyond anything they'll get to in the TV series.
And this is super spoiler alert because I don't know if I'm spoiling.
Yeah,
something.
Dude, this is all. If you're not gonna, okay, if you plan on reading the comic book, which you should, Just like just tune out for like for I said the next 20 minutes or so, because we're gonna bang out the previous comics pretty hard. But that being said, if you like the show, they changed so much shit, you might as well listen in.
Yeah, because it's not the same.
Because that's a perfect example. Like the whole thing with Shane. I mean, like Carl shot him in the comic book in the show. Rick stabs him to death, and then Carl shoots him in the head when he comes back as a zombie.
Right.
So they change stuff up quite a bit.
But the thing that I've noticed is when I'm reading the books and I'm watching the shows, I'm what keeps me super interested is what are they going to do that's like the book? What are they going to do that's opposite?
See,
of the
and
book?
That's some of the tension I've right. got too, and yeah, I think yeah. Kirkman knows that and is building towards that too. Like,
I put
there's
two
levels
and two together.
To that show.
I put two and two together, and I came up with Randall's from the city.
Which one's Randall again?
The guy who just broke his neck. The guy who they he's fell on that fence.
Oh yeah.
He's from where the governor's at.
I don't know, like. I wanted to link him to that, but now I don't think we can, because this is the thing. Like, the governor is from, God, and I should know that town because I was just reading something yesterday. Woodsboro, is that the name
Woodbury,
of it?
Woodbury,
yeah. And we'll talk about the book in a little bit. Woodbury, yeah, but, like, it's a stationary town is the thing. And,
and they're moving.
They're a camp of guys. I think that's just them introducing the threat. And I think Kirkman's smart in that, like, he's introducing that idea that people are more dangerous than the zombies. Like, Shane dying was, like, a good indication of that in the comic, but you're still thinking zombies. And then by the time you really get into, like, when you get into the prison stuff, which is definitely going to be next season after seeing like how they ended this episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's one more to the finale. Then they're going to the prison. I guarantee it. Like probably by the end of the episode, I'm guessing they'll find the prison. But God, I keep getting off on these.
Do you think
I'll
be the finale? The end of the finale will be them.
I believe that this next episode will be them hardcore defending the house. Coming through, we'll probably watch a person or two die. Maybe not, though. I mean, but probably with the amount of zombies that
no,
were there.
I read something on the computer today about Kirkman, who said that they're asking him about the last episode. He's like this or that. He goes, I won't tell you this or that. He goes, but what I will tell you is that the crew that leaves the house is not the crew that went to the house.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's even so if vague. You read that like the comics, I mean, in the comics, Glenn stays behind.
Oh, that's true. And then he comes back for him.
So you can't read anything into that. Now, that being said, last season, they were like, somebody's going to die. And they wouldn't say who, but they're like, people are going to die, as readers of the comics know, like, people go. But all the characters who died in that, nobody gave a shit about. They were all like these secondary characters that they never developed at all. So it was like, well, who cares? Oh, that old black lady is standing around and dying. Like, did she even have a line before that?
No. So now, which brings me to this.
Oh, and that's that black dude, T-Dog? That's Tyrese. Did you see him with the hammer at the beginning of the episode?
No, well, yeah.
When they went to get I saw him carrying that long-ass hammer, and I'm like, it is Tyrese! If they're introducing him
but
with the hammer.
But wouldn't they call him that? Well, T... dog, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
it was a confusing
point. It gives Michonne a love interest. Now this is what's gonna.
Boy, you could tell you're only on volume 70.
Well, yeah.
Because she gets a love interest eventually.
It's not
Tyrese, because as you know, motherfucker's dead.
Not yet.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch. I don't
really?
Care.
In 7, he's not dead yet?
No, in 7,
I'm sorry.
What happened? In 7, they went out. Okay, the most suspicious.
Show me the cover again. Oh, sorry. That's happening next one.
Oh, the one with the governor on the cover?
Yeah.
The most suspenseful, stressful, tense-ridden part of the entire story, book or show, was when they went to that National Armory, the National Guard Armory, and they went and they got gas, and they went and got the rest of the weapons, because the people from the governor's place...
Oh, you're talking in the comic.
Yeah, in the comic. when they went to the National Guard Armory and they get all that stuff, and the whole time I'm like, oh man, these guys are coming. It's the middle of the day. You really
Yeah, you're waiting for it and waiting for it.
And then they leave. And then they're on their way out, free and clear.
And then they stop at Walmart.
I was like, oh, you are an idiot. You are the stupid. And that guy, Glenn, I don't know how he's made it this far. He is, like, not the sharpest tool in the box.
Dude, because he's sneaky.
He wasn't sneaky. He walked right out to those guys. He sneaked right out to those guys. It was like, hey, how's it going? We're just going to get some stuff. And they're like, dude, I totally walked you into the room back of the city. I'm the one that locked you up. And listen to you cry like a little baby. Remember that? That was me.
Yeah. But I mean, that was dumb.
When they went to Walmart that entire time, I was like...
But at the same time, he's the only one who wears the suit all the time. He's the only one with the brains to deal with wearing the suit all the time. He gets a suit at one point because they hole up in a prison. This is going to be the third season of Walking Dead. I don't think I'm really ruining
too much. You're not spoiling anything because there's books about it, you know.
But the books happened years ago, so come on, people.
Yeah, except if you like the show, then you're just an idiot for not.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this shit, because this part's more for the comic people. It's not, or the people who just don't give a fuck. But, so he gets these riot gear suits, and nobody else will wear them because they're so hot and constrictive, but Glenn wears them all the time. And I would too, dude, if I know the only thing that's stopping me from dying... Is like a well. I mean, think about it, dude. You got people who are trying to bite you all the time. You know how much it hurts just having a normal person bite you, and then like, consider a zombie with like rotten, jagged teeth and stuff, and then one of those bites instantly turn. Well, not instantly, but will turn you. Well, dude, I'm wearing a suit all the time, man. Yeah. All the time.
I had a question about parody of the show and book of the books.
Okay,
is the governor?
Yes.
How much of that do you think they're going to carry onto the show?
Oh, none of the raping.
Well, no. That was the hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
None of her getting anything revenge on anything. That was hardcore stuff.
No, I think they. I don't know. I don't think they'll do the raping because it'll like. He like serially rapes Michonne like over and over again, and that's partly like why he's such a villain. I mean, like there is no way to put this guy in a good light, you know. And in terms of the raping thing,
no,
I don't think they'll go nearly as into it. Maybe he'll still do it.
I'm interested in seeing how cold and calculated this guy is on the show, because in the comic, he is no joke. I mean,
dude, that's the one thing that they got to get right. They know they got a lot riding on the governor. I mean, the fact that they announced that they were casted the governor a couple of weeks ago, when the show's not even like,
that's what
you know, to the conclusion, like when they're not even starting the next season yet, that tells you they got a lot riding on the governor.
That's what I was going to ask you too. Is they might not have Michonne, because don't you think she's just as a vital, important character at that point in the books? I mean, she and the governor have major interfaces, but they didn't announce that they've hired somebody to play her. They announced the governor.
They might not have casted her yet. Mm. They haven't started filming, but I personally feel if they don't have Michonne in the next season, they're making a huge mistake. Huge mistake, dude. That's the character I've really been waiting for. Like, her and the governor are the two I've been wanting to see the most. Because they're just great characters. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, the governor is a son of a bitch. He's awful. But as a character, he works. Like, he's the shark in the fishbowl that keeps all the other fish moving all the time.
Right.
Now, speaking of that, I just read The Rise of the Governor. This book is it's the first of a novelization of Walking Dead. Like, they basically, apparently it's going to be a series of books, which I'm all for, especially after reading this one. It was good. And it's focusing on various characters of the Walking Dead, so I don't know if these are characters whose storylines are completely played out or not. The governor's storyline, in the comic book it's all played out. Like, so there's no danger in doing a governor thing. If anything, they're probably trying to raise awareness for the show because the governor's coming up.
No.
But it's a great book. Now, if you've not read the comics, it'll be an okay read. But there's a twist at the end, which I will not give away. And there's no way that you could possibly appreciate the twist if you haven't read the comics. Furthermore, the ending will probably feel pretty open to you if you've not read the comics. Like, you'll be like, why did they end it like that? Well, if you read the comics...
Because the comics take over.
Right, like Paul Harvey, man. And that, and now you know the rest of the story. Because you do. Like, you know... Right. What systematically has to happen to lead up to the comics, you already know that.
Hey, don't let me borrow that.
Yeah, as soon as my wife's done reading it.
Oh, well, as soon as
I get we up, have a race between it, dude. Like, I bought it, and I read, like, I kept trying to read it the whole night. She's like, no, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. And I was like, I just want to sit down and read. She's like, no, I need you to do this. And I, like, did it. I go to bed, and I go to grab the book, and she's already reading. I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like, we argued. I'm like, as soon as you finish that chapter, I'm going to read it. She's like, fine. So I, like, read the chapter. And then the next day, I just, like, hammered through it and almost finished it. And then yesterday, I finished it in, like, a half hour.
So it's really complimentary, too. I mean, you suggest it if you're into it.
There, as far as I can tell, there is nothing that does not line up with a comic book. Like, there might be some nerd that sees something who's way more intense than I am about it, but it seems like it lines up perfectly with the comic book. It's a good background on what made the governor, and the twist is great, dude. I mean, I did not see the twist coming until it became obvious that it was going to come, which was like when they had already said it had to have come at that point. So, but I don't want to give it away. It's really good, dude. It talks about basically the governor's, like, trip through Atlanta, like what happened with Penny, the little girl, how she became a zombie. Even like kind of how the town started up, that Woodbury. Yeah. How that started up. Yeah, it's good, dude. But the stuff when they're in Atlanta is really good too.
The speaking on that thing, now Amy has seen all of season one, and she's seen two of season two. she's dreaming about so zombies. She's dreaming about zombies.
Dude, I am too constantly. I'm like going to bed. I'm like thinking how ridiculous it is, but then I'm like turn out. Locking all the doors, shutting all the curtains, thinking about, like, I could never defend my house in a zombie attack. Dude, I have the worst house for a zombie attack. Not that I'm seriously worried about it, but, like, I have a huge window in the front that you could get to on foot. I have, like, that huge patio door in the back. And then, like, I have those basement windows lining the entire basement. There's no attic. Like, I'd be screwed, dude. There's a zombie attack and I'm in my own house. I'm done for. I used to hope for that. Like, if there's an apocalypse, that would be a zombie apocalypse.
Fight your way out.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
if you read World War Z, that's... Or not World War Z, but the Zombie Survival Guide, that's a bad idea. They said it's a bad idea to catch the zombies on fire, because then...
Firefight. Weapons. Or firearms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pop. Right out.
Then you attract them all.
So what? You're going to have to do something. Enough firefight to the car.
Did you see how they made that connection to, like, as soon as he shot Shane, like, you see all the zombies everywhere coming towards him? Like, they're starting to introduce the concept
and
of
when
the herd.
When they zone away from Carl and Rick, and then you could see all of them trying to come.
The horizon.
I was like, that's not the horizon. They were 50 yards away.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not comfortable enough. I don't care how fast you are to run back to the house. You're not going to have enough time to put up a defense.
I mean, they will, but...
I know, but I'm like, oh, that's the kind of stuff that's making me all...
Well, Rick's okay. They're not going to kill Rick. They're just not going to do it. Not unless they have a serious contract dispute with the actor, and then the show's in major jeopardy.
And then if they're not going to take his hand, I want to know what they're going to do to this.
If they're not going to what?
Take his hand.
Oh, it would. Yeah, I was thinking about that too, because it was such a dramatic thing. Because Kirkman said on the Nerdist podcast, which is Chris Connolly, who does that talking.
Chris Hardwick.
Right now, we're going to do Chris Hardwick. You're right. Sorry. So we're going to do a new segment we call Talking Dead. But he was talking with Kirkman, and Kirkman was saying that he's not going to take Rick's hand, because he's like, you know, I didn't think it through. I had to redo storylines. Can't button a shirt. Like, he said he didn't know how many times he had to rewrite entire comic storylines just based off the fact that Rick couldn't do something with one hand. And so, yeah, he's not going to take the hand, which I'm okay with, but you got to do something dramatic to make that work. Maybe take, I was thinking about that, take some fingers.
Something he can button the shirt.
Yeah.
I'm kind of all flustered because now I'm caught up on the shows. I do have in my spare time, like I'm reading the books, but like before, I hadn't seen all the shows, and I could sit down and watch four in a row of shows I had never seen,
Yeah.
and I can't do that now.
Yeah.
And it's really getting to me, and I'm really,
It's
really.
great though in a way because you get to talk about it all week,
Okay.
especially once Amy's into it.
Do you know
Like
what?
once she's caught up
Yeah.
next, I guess next season,
Yeah.
you guys are gonna talk back and forth and like me and my wife do. It's
Yeah.
like the one thing that me and my wife share that we're both equally enthusiastic for with TV, I mean.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of shows that I love and she thinks are all
With
right.
TV,
Yeah.
I
And there's shows that she loves that I think are all right, but we both love Walking
mean.
Dead and
Well, the thing I think I still think is hilarious is I have my two favorite characters. Number two is Daryl. That guy is turning out to be
Yeah.
quite the guy right there. I mean, he's
And not in the comics, so you don't know what the hell's gonna happen to
exactly. You
him.
have no idea, and that's maybe why I like him so much. But he's turning. He's really good. He's
Well,
becoming
to
a
be fair,
leader.
you liked him before you read the comics, too.
True. But he's
Yeah.
becoming like a leader now. He's not. He's dropping the whole attitude that he had before. He was
Well,
a
he
mini.
only really had that shitty attitude for a little
But he was
bit,
like a miniature Merle.
and I wouldn't say that, but.
But considering what's going on, he's becoming part of the
As he's
family.
torturing people.
Well, then he's. That guy died anyways, so it didn't
Yeah,
really
I
matter.
know.
The
You're like, it's no big deal.
see
Shane
who
shot
my
him.
number one favorite character is?
Who?
You know it.
God, now I can't. Is it Maggie?
No.
Yeah,
She's British too.
no, I saw her
Yeah.
on talk. I guess we're going back to our Talking Dead segment. Yeah, I saw her. And I had a hard time placing it because I'm like, is that British, Australian? Like, it's so faint. And then she was like, what, from Philadelphia and then moved to Britain?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what she said last
Oh,
night.
I didn't listen. I don't have cable.
All right, fair enough.
The Morgan, still my favorite character. That
You're gonna
guy,
have to wait a while for
I
that to
know,
resolve,
still, he's still my favorite
man.
character. I only got two more books before he shows back up, right? If I'm on seven.
Um,
If I'm in seven, get ready to be in.
maybe, maybe two, maybe three more books.
He was just an upright dude, and in the show, I wanted him to go with
He
Rick.
comes back with cornrows, dog. No, not cornrows, but he comes back with like crazy hair, like long ass hair.
Dreadlocks?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
'Cause I like
Well,
obviously
you're not taking
not
care of
been
yourself.
around,
Yeah.
yeah, scissors.
This won't be spoiling it for me. Is Dwayne with him?
I'm not telling you, dude.
Son of a bitch.
There are some things you just read the book.
I
You're
am.
almost
I
there.
am.
You're
I am.
almost there. Yeah, Adrian went and just power bought like what, four
Four.
books?
Four. One through four.
Yeah, and then I got back from vacation after you read those four, and I'm like, well, hold on, because you're going to Hastings to buy more, and I'm like,
Every
here,
day.
just borrow these, and then if you want to buy them later, you can. And I threw them 5 through 15.
Well, that's why I'm not having the trouble with. You see, I put them in bags too, so they look better when I take them to Hastings to try to sell them back to them. That's why I'm not worried about that. Like, I won't read them over again. Like,
You
I just
you
I'm someone
say
who
that
reads.
now, man. They're so rereadable,
It's like
though.
movies. I even rarely watch a movie twice.
You know what's gonna happen, though?
Huh.
I'm serious. These are the ones that you should hang on to. You really should,
But I'm not
because
going to have the whole thing.
what's gonna happen is like you're gonna be like, I kind of want to reread that again, like while you're waiting for the season, especially while you're waiting for the next season to start, because it's gonna be a long wait, dude. We're gonna have to wait through
No, I'm
spring,
going to read
most
the
of
Rise
summer.
of the Governor.
It's not gonna take that long. It's a 300-page book with big font, double spaced,
Big font.
26-point font.
It's handwritten. Oh my gosh. But no, this is why well this after a friend of mine at work watches this is probably gonna get taken back too.
Dude, you're making a mistake,
You
man.
think
I know you're making a mistake. That's some shit you should hang on to. I'm telling you. You're going to regret. Well, maybe not so much Walking Dead, just because, like, you'll be able to see reruns on TV.
Yeah.
But I really think you're making a mistake throwing those trades back.
Okay, well.
I mean, you do what you want. You're your own man. But I always assumed you would eventually buy the other 10.
That's $140.
Yeah, but you do it slowly. Regardless, those first four are gold, man. They really are. And they're very rereadable.
That is true. And it was very hard to find 2 and 3. So, yeah.
Yeah, but only that one day. Apparently they had it.
Oh, see, now when you say stuff like that, it makes me think that I can't borrow the governor from you. I have to go buy it myself.
No, I'll borrow it to you.
I know,
as soon as my wife's done. She reads a lot slower than I do. Well, but you know I'll throw it to you. Shit.
I'm not going to read it, though, until after I get done with the part.
Good nerds pass their nerdery on to their friends because they want to talk about their nerd
shit.
That's
the hardest part. I'm finding time to read the books. Like, if Araya is busy playing somewhere, I'll grab the book and I'll sit here and power read as much as I can. And then she'll come mess with me and I'll put it up. And I'll go back.
Yeah.
And some of it is, I can see why you would want to go and reread it, because some of it is, it's jammed together so much of it. There's so much dialogue and so much interaction and different scenes and stuff.
And honestly, it's just good storytelling, man. It really is. Like, and a lot of it's worth going back to. There was one little thing that happened in the comic book. It's kind of a big plot, but they seem to skip it. I'll give away this one little thing from the book. In the comic book, I think it's in the second graphic novel where they go to that town before they find the farm.
Yeah.
And there's dead everywhere.
Yeah.
And they barely escape, and then there's that sign that says dead inside, beware, or whatever.
All dead inside, yeah.
Yeah, all dead inside. Governor put up that sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool how they tie it all in like that.
But that's the only, I will say too, that's the only thing that they do that ties together with the comic. Because that's what I thought when I read that. I'm like, that's kind of cool if that's the only thing. But if they keep tying it in with the comic, I'm going to be like, come on. You know, like Star Wars shit.
Yeah.
It's way too hokey. Like, oh, guess what? Like, Darth Vader built the droids, although he doesn't seem to ever recognize them in the other movies. Shit like that. Now you're just like, come on. But that's the only way they tie it together. They try and go to Atlanta, but it makes sense because it's all in the same area of Georgia, you know. Same region, I guess. I wonder if that's a real town.
It sounds like it could be.
Yeah, I almost wonder if he just made it up, though.
I almost want to get on the computer.
What about this Atlanta that the kid's talking about?
It's a strange town. It's called Atlanta.
Filled with zombies.
I thought that was in the middle of the ocean. It collapsed.
Ah, shit. So what else is going on? That's it. We put in, holy crap, we put in 22 minutes, almost 23 minutes talking about Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is there anything we needed to talk about still?
I wanted to talk about the new Justice League, but I didn't read it yet.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll put that on hold. God, I really wish I had brought some notes. This wouldn't be so awkward.
I'm looking forward to Wednesday, to the comics coming out. And talking about that too, is the comics that are out, the regular comics, they still tempt me. Like, I'm like, but I can't read them because I don't want
to. The Walking Dead ones?
Yeah.
That's why you buy them, you hold on to them until you finish. That's the way to think.
Then
you can loan them to your friend Biggs.
Because you've already read all that stuff. You need to get caught up, huh? You've already read it. Oh. I've really got to start watching how much money I'm spending on this.
I know. It's hard. You got to pick your spots. That's why I buy the books, is because I can reread them.
Yeah.
Well, Alpha. Man, I went on such a binge because we got our tax money back. And I've been paying off bills, but there's one big bill we couldn't pay off. So it's like, we'll just blow this money. And I went to Hastings. They had a whole bunch of, like, used graphic novels, and I just bought, like, 5 of them.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, there's one for $3. I couldn't believe it.
Which ones?
I don't remember. But one of them that I do remember that I bought was Fear itself. It's the new, like, epic Marvel storyline.
Oh, really?
They do one every year now, where it just, like, involves the entire Marvel universe. Or every half year or so. Because they just did, like, Spider Island, and I bought that. Spider Island was lots of fun, dude. Spider Island was so much fun. It's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. Like, imagine this. So, you're in Manhattan, and all of a sudden, everybody, and I mean everybody, has Spider-Man powers. Imagine how chaotic that would fucking be. Everybody has Spider-Man powers.
That would be messed up. That'd be messed up.
Way messed up. Dude. Everybody in Manhattan.
Imagine the ego in that town.
Even superheroes. A lot of the superheroes who are in Manhattan get Spider-Man powers.
That's you're Batman and Superman and Spider-Man at the same time.
Well, right, but different universe. So, what's like Hawkeye? Hawkeye got Spider-Man powers.
Now,
I think it was everybody who wasn't a mutant who was in Manhattan wound up getting Spider-Man powers. And then a bunch of stuff happens. I won't ruin it all, but yeah, that trade for Spider Island. It's like I think it's like $35-$40. But dude, it's like 16 issues in there, man. Like it's this huge thing. And it collects a whole bunch of Spider-Mans and a whole bunch of Venom comics.
I'm gonna have to slow down my comics to picking out certain ones for Araya to have, like Batgirl, some of those ones that Wonder Woman that I'm just gonna keep getting for her, and those ones that I'm gonna get for me that I like Resurrection Man and Deathstroke, and then a couple that I'm gonna get. If I ever have a son.
All right. So you want to hear my playbook on this whole thing?
But I have,
if you want your kid to read nerdery, nerdy comics or whatever, if they're even still around when she's out. Here's how I'm doing it. I'm buying the comics that I want. And then sometimes I sit down and watch superhero cartoons with my kid, and it's great. And they're all over Netflix.
Yeah.
And the kids love it because it's a cartoon. They don't care what it is if it's a cartoon. Just that it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Watch yourself some Avengers, dude. That's on the Netflix. The Avengers is so good.
I want to buy a gun.
This just went to a very dark place.
Well, no, and that's why I have to watch my spending, because I'm gonna have my weekend differential check is coming. So I'm going to need to have a little...
Weekend differential.
At my work, if you work on the weekends, they bank those hours. And then if you work so many hours every 3 months, if you work so many hours on the weekend, you get so much pay. So the way I do it, the way mine is, I work every weekend. So that equals out to be 24 hours of pay that I get to have.
That's it.
So I get a check for 3 days of pay that I don't have to do anything for. So I'm going to take that and then a little bit of money, what I already have, put it together, and buy this gun that I've been wanting to buy.
Nice. What kind of gun?
It is a Ruger 357 revolver.
No, okay. So that's not a rifle.
No, it's a handgun.
So we can say gun, it's not the thing where they're like, this is your rifle, this is your gun.
No.
This is for shooting and this is for fun.
I meant penis. No, it's a handgun. Because I was telling you before about how I have a hunting rifle, I have a shotgun, my wife has a rifle, she has a pistol. I just don't have a pistol, so I want, and I like revolvers. They're reliable. There's no springs or anything to take apart. When you clean them, it's really easy to clean them. It's just a gun.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have that than something that semi-automatics are nice and stuff. I used to have one, a 9mm, but. And mine never jammed up or did anything like that, but the probability of that happening sometime is pretty high. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's no good for zombie attacks.
No, I mean, it could be. I mean, they use them all the time in the book and in the
show. That's why you got these giant knives on the table. Dude, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you were, like, losing it and trying to intimidate me, because on the table in front of the recorder, there's two giant, is that Bowie knives?
Well, it's a K-Bar.
I don't know what that means.
K-Bar is a company. They make knives for the...
Is Bowie a company then? I thought that was just named after David Bowie.
This is a Bowie David guy, Bowie. I guess you say. This is
Bowie's in space.
You can check them out. I got them. Amy's dad got me that one. I ordered this one from the computer. It's from Brazil.
The other part of what I was going to say, so you got these big knives, but then you also have batteries all over the place. You literally have a tub filled with 9-volt batteries.
Okay, there's a reason for that.
And a whole stack of double A's and a bag of double A's.
Okay, now you know that I do this stuff anyways.
Yeah, I know.
I collect this stuff and I put it up because you never know. We collect canned goods, all kinds of stuff.
You're into the survival thing kind of hard.
But I'm not wearing camouflage every day. And my truck isn't painted camouflage or anything like that.
Have you ever seen the show Spaced?
No.
Do you like Shaun of the Dead?
I've only seen it one time.
So is that a no?
I can't remember everything.
Oh.
So I didn't.
Is that your way of saying no?
It didn't leave an impression on me, I guess.
Okay. What about Hot Fuzz?
I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, anyway, they did the show called Spaced, and one of the guys in it is a hardcore survivalist guy, and he's always got camouflage on and the gun and the hat and everything. And that Simon Pegg plays a nerd. Straight-up nerd. Simon Pegg. I know. It's really hard to imagine. What has he played so far? He's played like a nerd, Scotty. That's about it. Scotty's not a nerd, but he is the affection of many nerdy guys.
He's an engineering student. He was an engineering
student. That's a good point. Brandon's an engineer. He's one of the nerdiest dudes I know.
But yeah, I don't do all that crazy stuff. I don't go on the weekends. I'm not part of a militia or anything like that. But I do. I think it's fun. It's interesting. I like to go to gun shows and see what they have, you know?
Yeah.
I don't own any assault rifles or anything stupid like that, you know? I go to a target range with my dad and we shoot. And I go hunting with my dad. And that's about it. But that being said, it doesn't make me feel bad to think that I have things that if something happened.
Right, like some dude comes up to him and he's like, guess what?
What?
Everybody wearing purple, you gotta kill him.
Yes.
Say something. Didn't we talk about that a couple episodes back?
Something like that happened. Something like that happened.
If you had to, you're ready. Yes.
Do what I consider these my Daryl knives.
Your Daryl?
Because Daryl has a nice little military marine knife. They're really nice. Amy's, my wife's dad, my father-in-law got me this one for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
When the handles are stacked leather, they're really nice. They fit in your hand. And they're.
When I see a knife like this, I want to do the alien thing, like hold out your hand and you're like on the table.
Yeah.
But I would I used to do that when I was a kid, but like really slow. Yeah. Slow. But to be fair, I'm no cyborg. So.
This is true.
You know what's crazy about the alien movies?
Have you ever
been
accused of being a cyborg?
No. Yeah. I talk too high for that.
That's how you know. If you ask a cyborg that question, he'll go,
Does not compute.
I do not think so. No.
No, human, I am not a cyborg.
Why would you think that? Only because I'm half robot.
Now, you know how big influential movies come out and they change other movies like everybody copies?
Yes.
How come nobody else does the wet robot? And what I mean by that is like typically when you slice off a head of a robot. Like, you'll usually see wires or metal or something. Aliens. But an alien, it's like all that weird goop.
That white, it looks like the stuff that they eat on The Matrix.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly, dude.
They have to kill, they go cyborg hunting because of their nutritious juice.
Yeah. Why don't we see that in any movie? Like, I can't think of a single movie where they have that other than the alien movies.
Well, there's Futurama.
But
Bender always gets
hurt. Bender is like that never happens. He doesn't have goop inside.
Well, yeah, because he gets hurt in things like, you know, grease and oil, hydraulic fluid.
Yeah, but it's not like the goopy.
That's true. That was really inside.
It's robotic. I love that he has a compartment that holds anything and everything.
It's mostly alcohol.
Oh, I love me some Futurama.
That was a good show.
You know, they're streaming that on Netflix, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm giving
yeah.
you all the stuff to waste your time with.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Now, to be honest, since you got rid of cable, are you watching more TV or less TV?
Less TV.
You are watching less?
Yeah, a lot less.
Yeah, because I got to say, once I got rid of TV, I started watching more because I started having to find stuff. And then once I found stuff, I started only watching things that I wanted to watch. To the point of where, like, I watch stuff more on Netflix now than I do on TV. I just do, man. Like, I got no desire to watch most. Oh, the mandolin's back. Your electric Gibson.
It's pretty sweet.
That is nice.
I figured I might as well bring it out now because it's more nerdery than it is sports.
Four strings.
Oh. I took it out and plugged it into the amp today with distortion. It was so awesome.
And it sounds like a guitar when you do that too. Oh, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me either. Yeah, I thought it was funny that I went back and I traded this in to get my other mandolin. Mandolin that I wouldn't have been able to afford without trading in a bunch of stuff. And which I still have and I love to death. But I thought it was just funny that I had to buy it back.
Yeah.
I already owned it.
See, that's what you're going to do with that Walking Dead shit if you sell it. So why put yourself through that? That's my point. All right. Well, let's see. We're sitting at about 40. I guess we got a little bit to go here. So music-wise, I just spent $300 getting FL Studio. I got my computer program. I can make loops now.
For recording? Oh.
Yeah. I put in drum lines and do all kinds of shit, so I'm kind of excited about that. I have no idea how it works. Like I said, that's what I'm looking at, just staring at it like, oh, God, what'd I do? Like, I've not felt that way about a musical instrument or anything like that since I bought my PA, like, 10 years ago. Like, I remember I got my PA, and I was like unwrapped it and stared at it, and I was excited at first, and I was like, what the hell do I do with all these knobs? And now it doesn't even look like very many knobs. Yeah. Like I could walk on a PA that's like 10 times the size and know how it all works now. Yeah. And that's the thing, most people don't understand when you have those giant soundboards, they look intimidating. But if you've worked any kind of PA
thing, yeah.
Yeah, it is, man. It's just many, many different lines of the same thing. So it's not that difficult, but you know, these people don't care about that. They care about titties and things like that.
Well, and it's like that with guitars. If you learn to play guitar, you can pick up basically any stringed instrument. And I'm not trying to tell you if you can play guitar that you're going to pick up a violin and be a
no. Do it in a Tony Robbins voice. Tell me that.
Well, I'm not telling you if you're going to play guitar.
It sounds like Jim Carrey.
Just believe in yourself.
Hey, what would you do if I told you you could learn guitar in just 1 hour? You'd say I'm crazy, right?
Yeah.
Right? But you can. Act now and we'll get you a new cheese grater. Cheese graters bend really easy, but not this one.
Woo! Cheese.
See somebody trying to do cheese with like a vice grip.
It's never going to work with this.
You ever notice that those commercials, they invent problems that don't exist? They're like, don't you have trouble like spilling? You know, they'll show like a colander and somebody will go to dump hot water into the colander and they're like holding the colander like with their hands on the bottom with the holes.
You need
and then burning
a
their
bowl.
Hands like, oh, I don't know.
You
and
need a
like,
bowl.
We're like, but not with this. It's got an extended platform, so you don't even have to grab it. Just put it in the sink. And you're like, dude, that's what everybody does anyway.
Are you sick of your water pouring through those holes in the bottom of your bowl? You need a solid bowl.
Solid bowl?
It's a bowl without holes in the bottom of it. It holds things.
I'm so glad those commercials are kind of going away. Like, the only time you really see them anymore, really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, they've pretty much just gone away. And who the fuck is buying this shit early in the morning? It's got to be old people, right? Like, really old people?
Yeah, they're up that early, so.
It's got to be them. I can't imagine anybody else buying this crap off of TV. Like, just flipping channels one night and being like, you know, my pet does need a Snuggie. And not having to be like putting underwear on him and jerking it up into his butt crack.
My dog does need a weight bench.
My dog's the puppy press. The wind. Oh, shit. All right, just one more. I guess one more thing before we go off, because we still got a little bit of time to kill here. So I just went on vacation. Went to the exotic lands of Missoula, Montana, and Ritzville, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, and Olympia, Washington, and then back to Ritzville, Washington. And then we went to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Ooh.
And back to Missoula.
Coeur d'Alene, the most mysterious place on the planet.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so mysterious, I didn't even know there was a mystery.
It is. It's like really ritzy.
It is? Well, not in the section. I was in the outskirts, I guess.
Oh, okay. When you get in there on the lake,
yeah,
it is ritzy.
Yeah, it's some places, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They have, like, you know, high-rise Idaho. For Idaho, they have what's considered a high-rise condominiums and stuff.
Well, think about it. You have the whitest state in the union.
Well, no, this is the other part. There's hardly any work there in Coeur d'Alene. It's expensive to live there. It's nestled directly in between one of Idaho's largest Indian reservations and one of the world's largest white supremacist camps.
Yeah. But can I say something in defense of Coeur d'Alene as well, though? It's got the college there, and that's where most of the population is centered around that college. Idaho State, I think, or University of Idaho, one of those two, is right there. And it's a big college town. Well, and there's a lot of fun.
Everybody knows that Boise State's the only real college there.
That's in Boise, dude.
Boise State.
It's in Boise, not
in Idaho.
I'm talking about Coeur d'Alene.
In Idaho.
All right.
Where were you? What's the name of that state again?
Idaho.
Ida Pimp.
Oh, I like how you did that. So I went to a Trailblazer game. And I think I told you about this, but did I tell you that LaMarcus Aldridge was 5 feet from my crotch? His face was.
Okay. You did not tell me that part.
Yeah, it's true.
And?
What do you mean?
Did you finish?
Did I finish? Finish what?
Oh, hey.
My soda? My beer?
No, what was he doing that?
There was no soda.
Oh, it's just because you're up that high.
Yeah, we were standing up by the tunnel, and he went.
Oh, that's right.
My stepdaughter was going to get an autograph, and we're hanging out there, and LaMarcus Aldridge comes walking by. That motherfucker is big, dude. He's 6'11". And, like, so I'm standing at the top of the tunnel, and his head's, like, right, like, at my crotch level. And I was just like, fuck, dude, that is tall, man. He looked like he's going to bang his head on the top of that tunnel, man. But, yeah, so he went to sign. Like, my wife was holding out a thing to sign for Jade. And, He almost went to sign it, and then he saw that my wife was holding it and moved on and signed a kid. Because, you know, they pretty much only sign kids' autographs most of the time. And then so, you know, I'm like, you know, Jade, if you want an autograph, you're going to have to hold it out yourself. So the next person to come down the tunnel was Nicholas Batum, the starting small forward shooting guard. And she got his autograph. And I showed it to you. You can't tell what the fuck it says. I don't know. It's a cross between... like sloppy penmanship, and I think he wrote in French. I can't prove it because it's so sloppy, but he is French, so I think he wrote his name in French.
I think he smelled.
Well, I mean, no,
I can't prove it.
He didn't smell,
but he is French.
He wasn't working out that hard, but dude, he had a great game too, like 29 points, 14 boards. So he was representing for Portland, but unfortunately. Gerald Wallace was really the only other guy he represented, so. Well, that's veering into sports a little bit, but.
That is.
Okay, one last story. I'll be done. So I went back to Ole, and I hung out with some buddies of mine, and my friend Evan. I feel so stupid telling this story, but I need to be told. So he works at a mussel farm now, and he tells me this.
On the store?
What's that?
The store, Mussel Farm?
No. the muscle farm he works at is like, now keep in mind, this is by the Puget Sound.
Mussels.
Right. So he like gets mussels out of the ocean.
Okay.
Scrapes them off of whatever, like sells them, you know.
There's like a GNC type of place called Mussel Farm.
See, now. That's where my head went to. So I was like, so what are you doing now, Evan? He goes, I work at a mussel farm, and I went, oh, working at a gym, and everybody laughed. And I realized, like, oh, it's not a gym. And he's like, no, man. Like, he's like, I'm like, well, what do you do exactly? Because I realized, like, okay, it's obviously not a gym. People think this is funny. What is it? So I'm trying to play a little bit coy now, and I'm like, so what exactly do you do at the mussel farm? And he goes, well, I grow mussels, and then I collect them. And I send them off to whoever needs them. And so now my head's going to the place like, oh, so he's taking stem cells, he's growing them in a lab, and then he's like sending them off to people like who have like missing an arm or something, like who have atrophy or something. Like that's where the magical place my head goes to. Like anybody does that. Like he even has the training to like work in this like high tech lab, which you know like the UN is probably against doing anything like that. And I felt like an idiot, but I didn't. Fortunately, I kept my mouth shut at that one. And so I think, and then like it was like 10 minutes later, I realized what he meant. Like, when we're talking about something else completely, I'm like, man, I'm a fucking idiot. all right, well, what do we got here? 53? That's a pretty good episode. You got anything you need to throw out there before we end here?
Not at all. Not that I can think of. I'm the new Pride heavyweight champ.
Ah, and you got Rocky on there. Championship belt.
Right.
Oh, wait, maybe that's not Rocky.
That's Rodrigo Minotauro Noguera.
He looks like Rocky at the end of Rocky IV, though.
But that's him before he has any damage done.
Right. Not to be mistaken with the beginning of Rocky V.
The end of IV. No, that's one of the things that we got in case the baby's a boy.
Oh, to decorate the championship
room.
Belt.
Yeah, to decorate the room. And
you guys are either going to be insanely rewarded or very disappointed.
Amy swears it's a boy, and she's been buying all kinds of boys' clothes. So she's got we have this outfit for him to wear home if it's a boy, and it's a full-on pinstripe old-school baseball uniform. It's like the Babe would wear something like it, you know.
Who's the Babe? No, I'm just kidding.
That's my wife.
I'm just kidding, because he made, what you can't see on the podcast is he made the batting symbol, like he's holding up a bat. So I just figured I'd play dumb. Babe. Yeah. Me and the Babe are familiar.
You're shaped like him.
I am shaped like him.
You resemble him.
Not in the throat area, but everywhere else.
In the throat.
Yeah, do you know he was the first person who ever got a voice box modulator? This thing's like, hello, how are you doing?
I did not know that from chewing.
He was a smoker.
He was a smoker.
I think, yeah, he smoked cigars all the time. Yeah. And apparently inhaled them. You're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to smoke with them either.
It depends on who you talk to. I hang out in boys' clubs. Boys' club. Talking about boys' club. Talking about boys' club.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. All right, so this is Biggs.
This is Adrian.
Take it easy.